2 Timothy chapter 1. It's in the middle of the New Testament. It's a wonderful thing called a glossary. On your smart device, you just touch 2 Timothy, amen. If your neighbor's around Deuteronomy, let them know we have Bible study and Sunday school. Amen. Everybody got it? Or watching it? That's good, same thing. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace. I wish I could stop right now and just, for anyone who needs it, just grace, mercy, and peace. Why don't you just say that with me? Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I got a few extra minutes. Y'all been good to me. So we know that our grace, our mercy, and our peace come from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. Timothy goes on to say, but Paul goes on to tell Timothy, I thank God when I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of these in my prayers, right, night, and day. Greatly desire to see thee, keep reading, greatly desire to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also faith is our media ministry. Greatly desire to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. There's a whole lot of people be crying when they hear me say it. She cried every time I preached. She's still trying to figure out how the boy she raised became a preacher. Tears of joy. I'm sure they started as tears of bewilderment, but now they're tears of joy. When I called for remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also stay right there, Damien. All grandmothers, all great grandmothers, if you are physically able, please stand. And my third, stand up, please, keep standing. And my third, and concluding Women's History Month sermon, I want to talk about a faithful grandmother. And really, I pray. Says, I remember your faith because of your grandmother Lois. He says, when I think about you, Timothy, even before I think about you, I think first about your grandmama. Settle down, grandma. she taught at Greenview Elementary School, where both George and I attended elementary school, and we drove to school with her for 6 years. Every morning, she either came and picked us up if she had breakfast duty or bus duty. All teachers know about that when you had to get there earlier. We spent the night at her house. She was our second mother. But because of my dad and mother's travel schedule, we spent many nights at Mama Lottie's house, and Granddaddy George was called D. George. Not Granddaddy, not Grandpa, not Papa. We called him D. George. He was Daddy George. They were just that close to us. Mama Lottie was one of those traditional grandmothers who shopped for her grandchildren, Miss Montgomery. We had our own rooms, Miss Montgomery. We had our own set of clothes at her house, Miss Montgomery. We had our own toys at her house, Miss Montgomery. She baked cookies for us, Miss Montgomery. We went on trips with her, Miss Montgomery. And she was an old school, traditional, good grandmother. So the two of y'all had two good days. Trustee at First Nazareth Baptist Church, and they were members of First Nazareth Baptist Church. And I'm not bragging, but just how important it was to them when they built that church. You know, that some churches do a fundraiser. We might do this. You know, you buy bricks. So I went and bought both of them bricks. And so if you walk in First Nazareth, you'll see their names right by the pastor's name. I paid extra. I said, well, their names are with Blake Scott's name. But they were good church folk, in other words. Amen. She raised us correctly. She accidentally, I didn't say accidentally, but it was providentially, she lost her life in a car accident where a man ran the red light and broadsided her. She passed when I was in eighth grade. She died the day after she signed her retirement papers from Greenview Elementary. Erica, she signed her retirement papers on one day, but she got her redemption papers on the next one. And her legacy of love will forever remain in our hearts. That's my mama's mama. Now, my daddy's mama. Traditional grandmother. I wish the boy had man was here. Yeah. My daddy's mama was all about work. Her father, which my great grandfather started our funeral home in 1932. She lived upstairs in the funeral home from 1951 until the time she died in 2012. So that means Grandma Lottie had a house 4 blocks away from our house. Grandma Ruby lived upstairs at the funeral. Mama Lottie had a house 4 blocks from our house. Mama Lottie cooked. Mama Lottie baked. We had our own rooms at Mama Lottie's house. Grandma Ruby lived at the funeral. Upstairs, 2 doors away from the embalming room. We ain't never spent the night or ate no food. At Grandma Ruby's house. Ruby had to babysit us, she had to come down to our house. When Grandma Ruby had to keep us, she had to pack her bag and come to our house. It wasn't no stand over here, Grandma. Oh, there he is right there. Hey, I'm talking about your mama. Have a seat. to start all over. Had plenty of time. I started working at the funeral home when I was 15. Started working at my dad's law firm at 10. Y'all called it labor and regulation department. Child abuse. It wasn't child abuse because I got paid, so I've been working since I was 10, I'm tired. Started working at the law firm, Martin, at 10. Every day after school, I would go to the law firm. I was the bookkeeper at the law firm at 13. No lie. I was the bookkeeper at the law firm at 13. And you know I was something else. I bet you won't say, no, I ain't gonna cut your payroll check. I'm saved now, Tyler. I'm saved. The long story short, I started working at the funeral home when I was 15. And when I got back to Monterey School in 1997, Grandma Ruby and I shared an office. My grandmother Ruby, again, was a non-traditional grandmother, as I said. She didn't bake, she didn't cook, she didn't shop for us. She was all about her father's business and running his business. And we shared an office from 1997 to 2000, I think, and two, when I finally got my own office. My grandmother Ruby was special, y'all. I cannot tell you how special she was. Before there was Catherine Johnson, there was Ruby Geneva Levy Johnson. My grandmother was our computer before we had a computer. She knew everybody we served in your family. Before we got an opportunity to look on the computer, fill out who we had served in your family since 1932. She had already written it on the file. She knew by photographic memory what the balance was on your family's bill, and if she saw you in the grocery store, she would walk up to you and let you know that. We had to stop her from doing that. She also, if she saw your name in the Star newspaper when you ain't paid your property taxes, she'd cut your name out and send it to you. Now, if she wasn't trying to embarrass you, she was really trying to warn you and let you know your name in the paper. You're being embarrassed, but you need to go pay your property taxes before they come take your property. And she was special. If she did not see you at a funeral, she would mail you an obituary because she thought you should have been there. She kept Hallmark in business. She sent out birthday cards to every family member we served. She sent out Christmas cards. She sent out Easter cards. She sent out St. Patrick's Day cards. She sent out Halloween Day cards. She sent out Columbus Day cards. She sent out every day. Sent a card. I mean, she would send me. We worked together. We sat in the same office 2 feet away from her, and she would mail to my house my birthday card. And I'm like, if you don't say it, it's 30 cents and just put it on my desk. She was special. She lived upstairs in the funeral home since 1951 until she got sick at 93. And she answered the phone 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, from 1951 to 2010. She was special. She worked all the way up to 93 years of age. Interesting enough, in my faith, she was also a member of First Nazareth Baptist Church, where Reverend Blake Lynn Scott is still the pastor. She was so old school that if she missed church on Sunday, which she did a lot because she was in church every day because of funerals, her deacon Henry Edmonds would come on Monday and pick up her tithe and bring her a program. Y'all do that? Are you all see her in church? Her deacon would come by the funeral, pick up her tithes, and bring her a program from church. She was serious about her religion. And when I went into the ministry, I don't know, I think it was, I can't even remember now, 2005, I think it was. When I went into the ministry in 2005, before I became a pastor, when I would travel, before I met Cynthia, my grandmother Ruby was my
She ain't never told me she was happy. She ain't never said amen. She ain't never clapped her hands. Most of the time she slept. But she was there. Come on, somebody. She was just her presence of love. And that she was my biggest supporter. And then when Cynthia came in my life, she gracefully prayed for Cynthia. My grandmothers were special. And I know that I had two praying grandmothers. And when I think about that, I think about, again, my trip to Israel. One of the churches that we went to see in Israel was the Church of St. Anne. Anne is Mary's mother. She is the grandmother to our Savior, Jesus. We don't know her last name because she's not mentioned in any of the 66 books of the Bible. We know her because of the Gospel according to St. James, a letter that did not get into the canon. The books that are now in the Bible. There are other books we call Apocrypha, which are books about Jesus and books about Christianity that the powers that be in the Council of Nicene did not decide to put in the Bible. But there is a gospel according to St. James where she is mentioned. And we know that she is Jesus' grandmother. And so we went to the Church of St. Anne, and this is the church that had that beautiful acoustics. And that next slide, you'll see this beautiful sanctuary and the altar to her. And it is in the portion of Jerusalem that we call Bethesda, which I will talk about the next time I see you. Bethesda is where the pool of Bethesda is. As soon as you walk out of the Church of St. Anne, which is now a Catholic church, you go to the pool of Bethesda where that man who had the issue of blood for 38 years lay. Anne is a hidden figure. Much like Katherine Johnson, she is a hidden figure, much like many of your grandmothers who are great grandmothers and reared you in the right way. And there are some grandmothers in here that are raising their children right now, not because you really want to. Don't say amen. You just say amen in your throat. There's some of you raising your children and your grandchildren right now who have become your children because your child can't handle it, or your child maybe had made some mistakes and you've had to step in and raise your child. And there's some of you who were raised by your grandmother, and you have a special love and fondness for your grandmother. And according to what Paul is telling Timothy, is that Timothy, steadfastness that you have. Now, I know you have the love of Jesus Christ. I know that you have spirituality even before you got Christianity because of your grandmother. He says, I know that the influence of your grandmother flowed down through your mother and into your soul. And it's because you had a good grandmother who was of faith, Timothy, that you are a man of faith. And I can trust you the business of me. Somebody, Jesus. He says, when I think about you, Timothy, I just can't think about you. I've got to think about where you come from. And I know that the fruit is known by its tree. And I know because the tree was good, the fruit is good. And so, Timothy, when I think about how I have trusted you and am trusting you, I'm about to leave you in charge here in Ephesus. I know that your father is a Greek, which means that he is non-religious. When they say Greek in the Bible, that means that they're not Jew or religious, that he don't go to church. And in many of our situations, it is our grandmothers and our mothers who are mostly responsible for our spiritual growth. Yeah, we got some good fathers in here. I thank God for you. I thank God for my dad being one. But that ain't everybody's situation. It's because a grandma that was praying for you. It's because a grandmother that was making you go to church and reminding you to go to church. I know your daddy ain't all that. I know your daddy is Greek, your mama been married outside. But because of Lois, even though your mama might have made a mistake by marrying outside, I'm about to get deep up in here, about to get on your room. Even though she married who we wanted her to marry, even though she married outside of the religious family, even though he don't make y'all go to church, and even though he is not a Jew like the rest of us, even though he don't know Jesus, grandma said, you still going to temple. And because grandma said you're still going to temple, you are who you are right now. And I just hope that there's somebody, I know Mark Seals, I know all some of his girls, I know Ron, because of your grandmother, you are. I said, because of your grandmother flowing it down, you are who you are right now in the Lord, and your children will be who they are in the Lord, because somebody beside me had a praying grandmother. Her name might not be in the Bible. Her name never got to the state news. Her name never was on WLTX. Her name never got in anybody's role book. Her name ain't in the green book. Her name ain't on a plaque. But somebody beside me had a praying grandmother. And more than 10 people need to be giving God the praise right now that their grandmother prayed for them. So I just stopped by, not because you paid me to. I just stopped by to give honor and respect to good grandmothers. And Hidden Figures will allow us to be who we are right now when it comes to faith. It is because of the faith of our grandmothers who are mistreated sometimes by their husbands, who are mistreated by our world, who had to clean other people's houses, nurse other people's children, clean other people's bathrooms, wear ugly uniforms, didn't have all the resources that we had, had to catch the bus 5 a.m. to get to somebody else's house, and had to get home after your own child had met somebody. It's because of their faith, and because they could take it. I wonder sometimes why all y'all be complaining all the time about what y'all got to go through right now.
Still your responsibility.
a supervisor, your principal, your minister of music, your pastor, your boss, everybody you supervise at some point in time. I don't care how good they say you are. I don't care what the balloons you get. I don't care what the fruit you get. I don't care what the little gift card you get. They just give you a gift card. Hope you give them one. Everybody up in here who was a supervisor at some point in time, your employees. I mean by myself, are talking behind your back. Well, one day, two of them, I tell you what they are like, were talking behind my back, and they didn't know my grandmother was a listener. I was working on my doctorate down at the university, still working 50 hours a week on Massalivis Plantation. Teaching, working on my doctorate, 50 hours a week on the plantation. And one of these, oh, thank God for your filter, young man had the nerve to say, Chris, don't do no work around here. Ooh, what do you say that for? Don't you have a again. That boy down there working on his thesis. It's called a thesis. That boy down there working on his thesis, getting that good education. You ain't got no education. How would you ever hear that again? Then she said, and I never forget this all my life. Only thing he got to do is walk in the door. And he's already enough. That's a good grandma. She said, my boy is working on his doctorate, trying to get more education, working hard when you don't even see him working hard. And don't you ever disrespect my grandson. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell an eye on you. And then I asked with everybody. Everybody got a nickname, and she gave everybody another nickname. My dad's name is Aya. She just called him I. Boogie was Boogie. She just called him Boo. Carol was Carol. She just called him Cal. So I'm going to tell I what you just said. And she said, all the thing my boy got to do is walk in the door. And he's already done enough. You ain't feeling me. Only thing my son has got to do is walk in the door, and he's already done enough. Only thing my son has got to do is walk in the door, and he's already done enough. Only thing my boy has got to do is not walk in the door, and he's already it knock on the door. And if anybody would let him in, he'll do the rest. I wonder if I had one or two witnesses up in here who know you had a grand grandmother, know you had a good grandmother, and because she was praying for you, when you heard that knock on the door, you were smart enough to let him in. And praise God today for good grandmothers who let you know that Jesus is a knocking. And when he knocks on your door, you let him in. Give God praise today for the son. But give God praise today for all praying grandmothers that saw us and got us through. In Jesus' name we pray.